and welcome to the Sandy Castell Show. I'm so happy to be back. You don't know, I have missed you guys for the last few months. And it's good to be here. So I've got a great show lined up for you. We've got the Dick Castell Band featuring Moises Soul on keyboards. We've got Ben Williams on the bass and Andrea D'Angelo on the drums. Wonderful band. There they are. See how they're prepped and ready to go? And we've also got the Sin City Opera. We've got the artistic director, Skip Gala. And we also have Rebecca Morris here. She's one of the cast members, and she's one of the opera singers. Then we have Vandana Bala, and she is with Signature Real Estate Group, and she's going to be talking about the squatter's new law that's just becoming in effect right now. And you know, we've been hearing a lot about squatters lately, so it'll be good to find out a little bit more about them. So, let's say hello to the Sin City Opera.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Glad to be here.
Good. Well, it's good to have you here. And I'm so excited because, you know, I've heard that there's been a little rumor going around town that the papers are no longer going to be really promoting all the arts that are going on here in Las Vegas, and we are fed up about it, aren't we? So I said, look, we've got to get you guys on the show, and we've got to talk about what it is you're doing. So tell us a little bit about the show that you're doing right now.
Well, thank you so much first for saying that, because we're really hoping at Sin City Opera to bolster the arts moving forward and to kind of enrich our community. And to do that, we really have to have support from the community itself. So we're really happy to be here. And the show that we're getting ready to do is an opera by Giancarlo Minotti, written in the 40s. And it is called The Consul. And it's, like all Minotti pieces, incredibly beautiful, very lush music. And we have an insanely talented cast with us. I'm very excited.
I've heard that. So this is Rebecca. She's one of the cast members here.
Yes, I sing the role of the mother in The Consul. So I'm playing much older than myself, but that's the magic of theater. We can do that. And as a mezzo-soprano, I quite often sing the roles of older women, because I'm very much used to that.
And for those of us who don't know what that means, and there are a few members out there that are listening to us that don't know what a mezzo-soprano is. What is a mezzo-soprano?
Right. A mezzo-soprano literally means middle soprano. They're the female roles that are typically to the middle of the range, to the lower part of the range. Doesn't mean that we never sing a nice high note every once in a while. But we sing more in the middle depths of our voice.
There's a little bit more meat to the voice there in that range.
More color and meat to the voice. And they're usually the very controversial characters. We're always the bad girls, usually the witches.
We like playing the bad girls.
We're Carmen or Delilah. Those types of characters are usually the mezzo roles. So it's a lot of fun, I think.
So you're playing the mother. Do you have to use a lot of makeup?
Oh, definitely. We'll have to do some old age
transformations.
Things on me. And, you know, because I'm so young. Just kidding. No, but it's a beautiful role, and she gets to sing one of the most beautiful arias in the opera. It's a famous lullaby that Minotti wrote, and it's very popular. Many people will recognize it. And it's so much depth. She's a woman who's been through World War I and World War II, and she's seen everything and has just had it with the amount of just unfairness and violence that she's seen in her life. And you can just see that in her character. It's very full of possibilities for just really getting into the depth of her character.
And how did you come about getting into this role for this opera?
Well, I auditioned like everybody else.
Was it a long process, the auditions here in town?
No, they're not too bad. Yeah. Sin City has a great audition process. They don't charge fees like so many companies do.
They're charging fees for auditions?
Yes.
Wait, I didn't know. When did this start? I've been out of touch with that for a
opera
while.
Especially, they...
I didn't know they did that.
They definitely do.
Oh, so we have to give kudos to the Sin City Opera team
then. Oh, definitely, yes.
Because if they're doing that... So, all right, so you didn't have to pay. You auditioned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just one day of auditions. We heard a lot of singers. I know Skip can speak more to that because he was there. but I've heard that there were some really great, great singers that came to audition this year. And so it's really a wonderful cast that we have for the show, and it's it's really exciting, I think.
That's good. So now, Skip, you are the artistic director.
Yes.
And what do you do as an artistic director?
I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure?
I'm working on that. As artistic director, Gingerland Van Buren, who is our executive director, she and I, along with Jack Gahn, who's our music director, formed this evil triumvirate who is running this company, pushing forward. So,
do they know that's what it is?
I don't know. I hope
so.
Have
you told them yet?
I hope so. So Ginger does some amazing work on the executive side of the company. Jack is doing some amazing work in the musical side of the company. And both of them are also performers. So Ginger sung with the company a number of times as well. I am left to my own devices for the artistic choices that are made with the company in terms of staging. When we did our auditions, which was really a fantastic process this year, we really try to lean on people who are local here in Las Vegas, like Becky, who has sung with the company before, and always trying to keep them around and give them a reason to stay. We really want singers to stay here in Vegas and enrich our community.
That's
so
good.
I get to make some of those choices. I get to throw in my ballot.
Well, you know, Rebecca and I met, what, a couple of years ago? You were on the radio show.
Yeah.
And so I had an opportunity to meet her before and hear her lovely voice. So it's nice to see her again and see her in a new production. Yeah.
I'm really excited about her work in this production. You were asking about makeup and playing old, and one of the things that is so good about our singers is that we insist on acting as well. We lean very heavily on acting at Sin City Opera. So what we can't cover with makeup and costumes, Becky will act. And thank goodness she is in this role, and she will act the heck out of it.
Okay, so now tell our audience a little bit about this show, you know, that some kind of little tidbit that maybe they're not going to know about just by being familiar with the play. What is going to be extra special about seeing your production of this?
Well, Menotti's The Console was written in the 40s, and it is essentially, in this version of the production, it is about the struggles of a family in post-World War II. Mm-hmm. We're in Berlin, we're dealing with some Dutch folks, and it's really about how this family bands together and pushes forward through some impossible circumstances. So Becky, as the mother, plays a really fantastic role of doing that. The daughter, the lead woman in the show, Magda Sorrell, played by Marcy Lay.
Oh
gosh, the strength in this woman is unbelievable. And it's a story I think people can identify with today, which is a big part of our push at Sin City Opera. We want to be able to communicate common themes to our audience in Las Vegas, things that people can really connect to, because there's no purpose creating a distance between our audience and our stage.
Do you find doing opera here in Las Vegas that they're very receptive to it, because I know that there's a lot of different goings on now with opera. When I started a few years ago with my organization, WIMA, Women in Music and Arts, which you're aware of that, we started having these arts and opera or jazz and opera events, and we were actually introducing opera a little bit more to people that wouldn't necessarily go out to see just an opera, but because they were getting it in little bits and pieces, they were learning more about it, and then they said, well, I wouldn't mind going to see an opera. So now, do you feel that they're more open to opera here in Las Vegas?
I really
now than
do.
Maybe they used to be?
I think of Las Vegas as a very young city who is still in the midst of its development. We're not even 100 years old, essentially. So as an arts city, there are so many pockets of artists who are doing amazing things here. And one of the points of Sin City Opera is to be part of that movement and to be stable and to stick around and move forward. And we found the audience to be very receptive. And some of them wander into the theater, and sometimes I think it's a mistake. They don't know where they are. They don't know what opera is about. And those are amazing audience members, because we feel like
they get
we
surprised.
Can communicate. Yes.
Right.
And they tell us after the show, you know, I kind of liked that. Like, that's the idea.
So now, where can they find out about your shows?
SinCityOpera.com is the best way to find out information about what we have done in the past, what we're doing currently, what's coming in the future. We're performing at the Winchester Cultural Center, which is part of the county system, so you can also find some information there.
Good. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show today. It's a pleasure to have you. And I look forward to coming and seeing the play. I know you guys are in, what, Tech next week?
Yes, we
are. Yeah, so I'll be out there watching you.
November 13th,
All right.
We open.
All right. Sin City Opera.
Yep.
Beware of what they're going to be doing, and go and support them and watch their shows.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. forgot to introduce the band.
Yeah, let it go. We'll
okay.
Back,
then I'll introduce the album. Any key questions you want me to ask you, or?
No, I'll just, I mean, you can talk about.
I'm gonna give you a little experience that I had.
Okay.
Which will
perfect.
Quickly, you know, just kind of.
Perfect. So I just wanna get like some of the things right. Like it's the first offense called housebreaking, gross misdemeanor, breaking into an uninhabited dwelling, which is called unlawful occupancy.
Okay.
And then it goes into any subsequent offense.
Well, that was wonderful, and that's my dad over there. Hi, Dad. You know, I figured this was a great opportunity for me to bring my dad and these great musicians out to Las Vegas, and I've been doing it with other events. We've had WEMA events, which is my organization, which is Women in Music and Arts. It's empowering artists of all ages through education, mentoring, and scholarships. And as many of you know, because you've been to our events, we do a wonderful thing where we always bring some kind of music to our events. We've brought art, we've brought opera, we've brought jazz, we've brought Broadway, and we've even brought songwriters into our shows. So I just want to say we're going to be bringing more of that to you. We're also going to be bringing you a Fit and Fabulous Forever segment. And what that is, if you know from my other shows, it's about staying fit and fabulous forever at whatever age, place, shape in your life you are. And what does that mean? It means classes like yoga and Pilates and dance and all kinds of different things. Maybe rock climbing. We might even experience that. So I want to bring some of my people in that I've worked with and some new people that I'm not familiar with in the Las Vegas area. Also, we are going to be having our real estate segment, which today we've got a beautiful lady here. She is one of the brokers over at Signature Real Estate Group, and her name is Vandana Bala. Right? Did
That's
I say
me.
That correct?
Yeah, she did.
Oh my gosh. And she is here today, and she has a very special message for you. In fact, there's something that's been going on in the Las Vegas Valley for quite a while now, and it's been very difficult for not only the realtors that are showing homes out there, but also for the people themselves that are trying to list their homes or have their houses listed. And then what's happening is these squatters are coming in and moving into these houses, saying that they have these leases, which they have no lease. They're just a fake document. And then they're in there, and once they're in there, it's hard to get them out. I had an experience like that myself on the house that I just bought recently in July, where I showed up at the house, I went into the side garage door, and there was a woman and an SUV there, and I was like, "Who are you?" And she said, "Who are you?" And I said, "I just bought this house." And she said, "No, you didn't. I just rented this house." I said, "No, you didn't." Well, she jumped into her SUV really quickly, and she got out of the garage, and another woman jumped into the car just down the street, and they were gone. And when I went inside, I found that the dishwasher had been disconnected, the fan had been taken, so a few of things had been vandalized. So you're going to be talking about this new law that just passed, and it's the new squatters law.
It's the new squatters law.
So
yeah,
tell us.
AB 386. Well,
yes.
And going back to your situation, one of the things that a lot of agents and people, homeowners, have been seeing is that these squatters actually have leases.
Yeah,
and
fake leases.
And they, you know, it's funny. I put a sign out on a property that I just had listed, and the tenant called me and said, "Hey, you know, I'm living in this house. I don't have an air conditioning unit." I go, "That's really funny, because I don't have a lease for you either." So, you know, we went. Sort of had this back and forth, and you know, lo and behold,
she
found out.
She actually called you? She
yes.
didn't know?
No. So apparently came to find out after we, you know, did a little bit of
wow.
research, because, you know, everything's available now with social media. You
yeah.
can pretty much find anyone anywhere, and came to discover that this woman and her sister kept going from house to house and doing this and trying to get away with as much as she could, you know, saying that she had 6 months. Now, for a long time, tenants had rights to stay in if they had leases for quite some time.
You know, in fact, the police will not even come to the house and get them out, because if they say, "I have a lease." And the other thing is they found that somebody on Craigslist had actually been saying, "You know, I've got a house, I want to rent it out, I want to lease it out, I'm going out of town, just send me $2,000 and then, you know, you can stay."
They go get money orders,
That's
they
right.
meet them at gas stations or yeah. at convenience stores and try to get it done.
Yeah.
Now, the issue that we've, none of that's going to happen anymore.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
The police are going to respond. In fact, there is a six-person police force, task force, that's out of the Northwest Las Vegas Police Department.
Oh, good.
And it's being headed by Lieutenant, I can't remember his name right now, but he assured me that he's going to be working with Henderson as well as North Las Vegas to sort of crack down on squatters.
The town. Yeah.
So as of October 1st, AB 386 took place, and what it does is it allows homeowners or even realtors to contact the police officers and let them know that there is somebody living in the home. They are squatters. They're mm-hmm. not supposed to be there. There's a couple of forms that have to be filled out with a little bit of verification from the landlord's perspective and from the property management's perspective. And then as soon as that's done, they go into action and they take these people out.
Well, now what did it take to get this law passed?
Oh, God. You know, I'll be honest. I wasn't on the front lines for this, but I will be. I'm letting you know right now, I was cheering like nobody else's business when it actually went into effect.
Well, I know a lot of realtors were behind this because, you know, like I said, this house, I went into it. And when this happened, it really shook me up, because I didn't know what she was going to do, you know.
Right.
And then I learned that I called the police, and they said, "Oh, well, we can't do anything as long as she's, you know, there. You know, you can do something about it." And then I found out that it takes a long time for them to get them out of the houses
right.
and stuff. So I know you were talking about something else. You said that.
Right. So now what it is, it's actually a crime to be in a home.
It's a crime.
It is a crime. And
good.
So that's why the police can come and remove these people. So on a first offense, it's actually called, and I want to get it right, so housebreaking, which is a gross misdemeanor.
Okay.
And
involves breaking into an uninhabited dwelling.
You're not supposed to be doing this, folks, is, okay?
Yeah,
that's the whole point here.
It's called an unlawful occupancy,
yes.
Right? And then after that, so in other words, if you're knowingly residing in a home that's not yours or that you don't have the right to be in, you can have a gross misdemeanor filed against you. Then subsequent offenses after that are actually Class D felonies, which are punishable for up to 4 years and have a fine of about $5,000. So there's some serious fines that are related to this. And you know, now also, if there's children found in the home, which we're finding a lot of, because, you know, people are coming in, they're staying there, they've got their kids, and it's really hard on a property management or landlord
this
to evict those people. It's not good. But now CPS will be available to take those children.
Yeah.
So there's some real risks involved for the squatters at this point.
Okay.
So
there
yes.
you are, folks.
Yeah.
Do not go into a house that does not belong to you,
correct.
That you do not have a real valid lease, okay?
Correct.
Because now there are going to be actions taken
correct.
Against you. So watch out. Now, you are a broker.
I am.
Over at Signature Real Estate
Group. I am, yes.
And how long have you been with them?
I've been with them for over a year and a half now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're at the Hillside, is it Hillwood?
At the Hillwood,
yeah,
right.
And that's in Summerlin.
In Summerlin, correct.
That's the same office I work at.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So now, do you work with listers and sellers? I mean,
correct.
Sellers and buyers?
Correct.
Both.
Correct.
Okay.
I actually manage a team over mm-hmm. there with the Bala Group, and then I'm also the corporate broker as well. And so, I mean, we do property management. We have the luxury division. You know, we've got so much going on that you can pretty much find everything under one roof there.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know,
including
me. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should hear a little bit more music, don't you?
I think so, too.
I mean, we've
I
got those guys
yeah.
standing
absolutely.
Over there. You know, I wanted to see and listen to them play a little bit more music
that
for us. Hey, Dad, are you over there?
Hello there.
Hello there. What do you got? What are you going
to
play for us?
You want to play something?
Yeah, please. Okay, sounds good. The Dick Castell combo. Dad. And I just want to say thank you to Ben Williams over there. And we've got Moises is hiding right behind you, Dad. And we've got, who is that? Andrea D'Angelo. Hi, back there behind the bass. Anyway, isn't this wonderful to have live music on the set? I'm so excited. And I might even get up and sing with them, not this show, but in a future show. So stay tuned. You can watch the Sandy Castell Show Fridays, 10:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. on Cox 48. You can also watch the Sandy Castell Show on Vegas Video Network. That's right. That's where we were streaming live today. And also, you can listen and watch Sandy Castell and Friends radio show on VegasAllNetRadio.com, my YouTube channel, and, of course, my website, SandyCastell.com. You can come and like me on the Sandy Castell Show on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, all that social media stuff. And you know what? I want to hear what it is that you like about the show and what you'd like to hear more of. In fact, maybe you have a song that you'd like the band to play. So you could let us know. I just want to say have a great day. It's been wonderful being back here on the show again. And thank you to all my wonderful guests today. Thank you, Vandana Bala. Thank you to, is that Skip Gala's over there? And we had Rebecca Morris. And, of course, we had Ginger over there. She was on the sidelines today because she's going to come on the next time. But check it out. Come and check us out on YouTube. You can see us all the time. Vegas Video Network. They're going to be showing these shows over and over and over and over again. And we want to hear from you. So we'll see you next week. See you next time. And, of course, to the Dick Castell Band, see you guys next time.